As we continue to follow developments in France, we're also monitoring the debate here in the U.S. over whether to accept Syrian refugees. More than half of the country's governors now oppose letting Syrians settle in their states. Joining us now from New York is David Miliband, who's the president of the International Rescue Committee. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks very much. It's good to be with you.
And what do you say to these many governors across the country who are saying they don't want these Syrian refugees resettled in their states?
We say that refugee resettlement in the United States has been a real American success story. And the partnership that exists right across the country with state governors, with state legislatures, with city mayors, has brought enormous benefits for the country. There's important security vetting that takes place for all refugees. In fact, it's more difficult to get to the U.S. as a refugee than with any other status. And the security concerns are addressed through that means. And there are some real opportunities for the U.S. to do justice by people in desperate need, but also to contribute to some of the things that have helped make this country great.
But many of these governors are saying the security vetting that's going on already is not sufficient, given the threat.
Well, the facts are that the security vetting takes between 18 and 24 months. It involves 12 to 15 different agencies of the U.S. government, including intelligence. It's a system that has proved the test of time. And over the last 15 years since 9/11, about 750,000 refugees have come into the U.S. Many of them are already making significant contributions to the society. And if you think about the heritage of the U.S., from Einstein to Madeleine Albright to Larry Brin, this is a country which has always recognized that helping the most vulnerable is the right thing to do. It's something you do with a warm heart, but it's also something you do with a hard head. And the U.S. experience shows that refugees can make a real contribution to the society, that you can relieve enormous suffering, or at least some of it, and that you can do justice to people in great need. I think that's a principle that's worth sticking to. And the security arrangements that governors and others have been working on over many years with us has proved the test of time.
So you don't see any difference between people coming into this country who are fleeing Syria, a place where there are many people that we wouldn't want to come into this country, and the waves of Italian immigrants or Polish immigrants or people coming from any other country that have come to the United States over the centuries?
Well, there are differences because they've got different nationality, and you're obviously also implying that they've got a different religion. Now, the truth is that people of all religions and none, Christians, Muslims, Jews, and those of no religious affiliation have come to this country over the many, many decades. And it's true that many of the people coming from the Middle East are Muslim, but they're not solely Muslim. There are persecuted Christians who are coming to the U.S. As well, and it's right that refugee resettlement is not done on the basis of discrimination, on the basis of religion. After all, it's discrimination that people are fleeing. What is important is that every single person, whatever their religion, gets their security properly vetted as they are. And I think that the principle that every case is treated on its merits is lived up to. It's not a matter of whether or not this is a different wave. Every wave of refugees has some unique characteristics. What's important is that the abiding principles of international law, never mind the American experience, are brought to bear.
So how many refugees do you think that the U.S. should be taking from Syria?
Well, the U.S. At the moment has taken about 2,200 refugees over the last 4 years. If the U.S. was living up to its historic role of taking about 50% of the global refugee resettlement load, it would be taking about 100,000 a year. President Obama has said the figure should be 10,000. But the United Nations has pointed out that there are about 4.5 million refugees from Syria. The vast bulk of them are in the neighboring states of Lebanon, Jordan, where I was last week, Turkey. Jordan, a very close ally of the U.S., Turkey, a member of NATO. Those countries have got 1 million-plus refugees each. The U.N. says that about 10% of that caseload, so about 400,000, need to be resettled in richer countries. Obviously, countries like Germany are stepping up big time. But if the U.S. was to perform its traditional leadership role on refugee resettlement, it would be taking about 100,000 a year. And that's why a significant number of senators have signed petitions to that effect.
Do you expect the U.S. will ever do that, though, take 100,000 a year?
Well, look, it's taken 2,000 over 4 years.
Right.
So I wasn't born yesterday, so I realize that this is a significant ramp up on where it's been. But I think in a situation where the Chancellor of Germany, Chancellor Merkel, has said that she will entertain about 500,000 asylum applications every year, that shows a scale of recognition of the global crisis that exists, because there are 20 million refugees around the world today. Not all of them can come to rich countries. In fact, the vast bulk of them, 85%, are in poor countries. But for richer countries, a minority of refugees can come here, and it's an important part of the response for the most vulnerable.
That's David Miliband, the president and CEO of the International Rescue Committee. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.